prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 13 July 2026. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and I am so glad that you have taken time again out of your busy day. Spend a little time with us. I don't care where you listen live, which hopefully you are, or listen on the rerun. Maybe on ACN that covers all the Northwest. We get a lot of response. And I appreciate people up in from Utah on up to Oregon and Washington all through there who write us and help us keep this thing on the air. Thank all of you for doing that. And I mean that. But welcome. I'm glad to be with you tonight. We got some important things to discuss tonight, folks. Just you and I. We're going to discuss something very important in my mind. We have a great lineup this week. Tomorrow night we have David Arthur on. A man who once was caught up in the homosexual lifestyle, transgender perversion, was saved by the marvelous grace of Jesus Christ, and now is out doing the battle against it, and I'm mourning for that. And Wednesday night, we're going to have on my mind the premier naturopath doctor in the world, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. And we'll be taking phone calls that night, your questions about your health, how to fix certain things. I'm going to ask him some questions myself, so don't miss that. And I'm going to offer something in the next couple of weeks. We offered it months ago, and people seem to really like it, and it's important. Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, was a, next to Lincoln, probably one of the worst presidents we ever had to bring in a socialist communist government, period. He did two things while he's in office, more than two, but two really evil things. One was he put us under the War Powers Act. Now, I have a copy of that. We have copies of both his article that I won't mention to you. A War Powers Act, where he made the American citizens the enemies of the state. That's why they can make all these laws. And all is controlled because we're under a constant state of war, according to this act. And then when you're under a state of war, according to the federal government, the Constitution no longer is in charge and is no longer in place. The War Powers Act, you can read it all, and how we were taken down as a nation, as independent sovereign citizens, so to speak, and taken down into a police state. Along with that, we're going to sing you the truth about World War II and Pearl Harbor. We're going to sing an article on the truth about Pearl Harbor. Now, folks, this man that brought all this on was evil beyond control. Well, I know everybody thought he was a god, and I'm serious about that. My dad did. His mom and dad did. But he was a devil in disguise, so to speak. We have both those. The War Powers Act and the Truth on Pearl Harbor. It's about 60 pages long. $29.95. That includes shipping. Now, I wouldn't even offer those again if they weren't so important. Where we are today did not happen last week or last month or last 10 years. It has taken 150 years or more to get us in this mess. Understand that. A long time. And it did to us by offering us benefits along the way that we thought was a good swap and it was for our own good. If you want the truth, the War Powers Act and the truth in Pearl Harbor of 2995 will show you a lot of truth. Make copies if you want. They're not copyrighted. Share them with all your friends and family. People, I know we can't change the country. It's too late for that. But we can change people's minds, perhaps, to the point they may see the truth and not be deceived ready into hell. Just let us know if you want it. And Gary in Arizona, Gary and Donna, we haven't heard from you for quite a while. We're getting a little worried about you. Gary and Donna, we love you. Let us know you're okay, please. And Daryl Eberhardt called our lesson into our program in Bible Study Saturday. It's so good to hear from Daryl. Daryl has been a good friend and a supporter for many, many years. Now, one more thing I want to mention, I'm going to get into what I want to talk to you about. I wouldn't mention this, but I think it's important. As I shared this past Saturday in Bible Study, there's not much of my life that I don't share with my family, and you're part of the family, so I don't mind sharing it with you. I'll be 78 years old in less than 2 months, so I do have health issues from time to time. I've had gout for 50 years, and I've taken natural supplements, and I've done everything I could to watch my diet, and I guess overall, we've done okay. But several years ago, I lost a toe next to my big toe on my left foot to gout. Now, the big toe is infected, and the doctor doing everything he can to save it. He has me on two antibiotics, strong antibiotics by mouth. I'm going tomorrow to get a culture made of that and see what they can do in the way of a shot. If you don't mind praying for me, I'd like to keep the big toe if I could. I have a hard time balancing already because of neuropathy in my feet. Agent Orange killed my pancreas. I got diabetes not long after getting out of the military, and it's worked on everything. So I'm not having trouble with diabetes now as far as the numbers are good, 6.0, which is really good. So it's not diabetes affecting my toe. It's gout. And back when I first started getting gout 50 years ago, it hurt, but I didn't realize how serious it could be. So if you don't mind praying for an old man in West Virginia, I like to keep my big toe if possible. God's will be done. Look, this weekend coming up, I'm hoping to be there unless something happens that I can't foresee right now. Going up my mind's going blank. Going up to church, my son Jamie goes, the Way of Holiness Church, to be in a conference that he helped set up there with speakers teaching men how to be men. Now, I know that sounds silly, folks, but believe me, it's not. Most young men and most middle-aged men and most old men don't know how to be men. I'm planning on being there Friday night and all day Saturday, Lord willing. If you want to come and join us, you call at the office. I'll let you know where it is, how to get there. And it's a $25 donation. If you can't afford that, you get in for free. Call me at the office at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. Love for you to join us and order the material I mentioned to you. Let's grow together, my friends. And I know I have new listeners all the time. If you ever get something from me that you don't agree is important or you don't like, you send it back to me. We will send you money back. I don't want your money unless you think it's worth it to get the knowledge that you ask for or to be blessed with whatever product we offer. All right? If you just call us, let us know. And we'll get it out to you, and you see what you want to do with it. Now, I want to talk to you a while. I'm going to share with you real quickly some news stories. I shared a couple of these at Bible Study. But I want to share them tonight. I want to make a point. I'm going to share some things that are really bad. Not as bad as it's going to get, but bad. They don't make a point about this, folks. Do you all remember back in 2000 when all of a sudden this COVID nonsense started hitting the airwaves? People panicked. They had a Chinese guy fall in the street. And guy fell down, supposedly died, which was, it was all made up. It was a fake fall, folks. I know what I'm talking about. But people got scared. And Trump started a warp speed vaccination that would save the people. And we were promised if you got the vaccine, you would never get COVID, and y'all, you go back to see your family again. We were lied to so many different ways, it's hard to believe. But out of that, we did learn during the process of this that they were, I don't like to use the word chipping, but in a sense, they were putting electronic tools inside you that they could communicate with. And those things are working today. Let me share part of this, if you don't mind. Bluetooth signals from the grave. An anarchist guide to surviving the matrix. Imagine waking up one day to realize that everyone you know is merely an NPC. Imagine waking up one day, an NPC running a pre-programmed script that the wars on the news are a stage theater. Imagine that. Well, if this is all staged. And the apocalypse isn't coming. It's already here in the form of nanotech and mind control. If you're reading this, you probably already feel in your gut that a nagging sensation that the walls that are reality is at the boxes are closing in. Why? Because what they injected into you isn't just a poison. It's an interface. Now, please pay attention. They are building the infrastructure for a human AI hive, H-I-V-E, hive mind. Why is the push for 5G and 6G so aggressive? They need the bandwidth. The people, don't scoff at this. Don't walk away and thinking I'm an idiot. I'm telling you the truth. And folks, all this can be proven. And I'll send you proof. You can find it for yourself. You're not too lazy to do it. They are turning you into a node on the grid. The nanotech inside the vaccinated is designed to interface with the cloud. They want to bypass your free will and hack your biological operating system. Wait until your thoughts are being moderated by an algorithm and literally firing inside your brain. This is the transhumanist nightmare sold as public health. And while they build this digital prison, they keep you distracted with political theater. I've said it before. Trump is an actor. He's a reality star, TV star. He's buddies with the Clintons. You think he's fighting the deep state? He is the show. The conflict with Iran is Hegelian dialectic problem, reaction, solution. And folks, it's a real war. Nobody's denying that. It's a real happening. It truly is. But understand this, that this is part of the plan to obviously get us in World War III. But to keep our minds on what's happening all around us with the flock cameras and so much more. It's for real. Now, I shared it with you. I'm going to make a point while I'm sharing this with you in just a second. New York City appropriates $7 million for the Trans Equity Drag Queen Story Hours. A massive $126 billion spending plan approved by New York City Council earlier this week includes nearly $7 million so-called trans equity programs and drag queen story hours. The New York Post reports that the budget was approved by Mayor Zohan Mamdani and directs the taxpayer money to programs and services to help empower the transgender and gender non-conforming community. New York City budget funnels $7 million to transgender programs, drag story hours. For the record, now pay attention to this, Drag Queen Story Hour now receives more city funding than the Department of Veterans Services. How did we get here in way less than my length of my lifetime? I'm going to tell you one of the ways, very important way. Texas cop says offensive speech is against the law. Folks, this is in Texas, not New York. Yeah, not Chicago, Texas. Fort Worth police officers are facing national outrage after they told street preachers that offensive speech was against the law. The officers threatened to arrest and cite the preachers after they showed up at the Pride event in the public space in the city. Officers were captured on video telling the preachers that phrases like homosexuality is a sin were offensive. The officers also said intentionally misgendering someone could be considered an offense as well. So we see We went into with our eyes wide open through fear. Not everybody. Praise God, some stood against it, but most, all the churches shut down, basically. Businesses shut down. People got the jab by the millions worldwide. And they're dying by the millions worldwide right now. Out of fear. The fear, because you, when you fear man, you become a slave to that. Fear is how Satan drives people. Christ leads by faith. So fear is not a God. And that happened back in the early 2000s. Now we have this heathen. That is, I'm not going to apologize. He's a heathen. The mayor of New York, Mandami, putting aside $7 million to promote sexual perversion so that men dressed as women can dance around lewdly in front of your children, and you parents who take them there are not parents. You are child molesters. I didn't say you laid a hand on them in that way, but you're molesting your mind and your soul. You're as guilty as the person that's molesting them. You parent, if you're listening to me tonight and you hear this, too bad if you're mad, folks. Call me if you like. I'll be glad to talk to you. But getting mad at me doesn't mean a thing to me more. It's like putting a drop of water in a duck's back. I couldn't care less. And then we have preachers preaching against it in Texas. And again, Texas, they're threatened to be arrested for offensive speech. Well, I got to tell you that Christ was crucified for offensive speech. Paul was martyred for offensive speech. Peter was crucified upside down for offensive speech. So if it means going to prison for preaching the Bible, then so be it. I'll go to prison. Not many men will go along with me, I'm sure. But I'm not serving men. I couldn't care less what you think. And you say you're being arrogant. No, I'm not being arrogant. I'm telling the truth. My life and my way of life, I pray with every day is guided by the Word of God and His Spirit. And what man thinks of me makes no difference at all. Now, I'm going to share with you tonight. Probably going to make some of y'all mad too, but that's all right. You'll get over it. Satan has a lot of ways to divide and conquer God's people. And sometimes some of those who call themselves God's people are sheep, are wolves in sheep's clothing. They're not really His people. But I'm going to share with you a few verses out of Proverbs chapter 6. I'm sure y'all know it. Many, many times over a lot of years, I've heard so much, maybe it's truth, maybe it's not, but I'm going to call gossip. And hateful speech against people that I do believe someone trying to serve Christ. But we disagree with how someone trying to do it. And we are willing to spread the dissension to other people if necessary to make it happen. And that is what also causes not only division in the body, but those out in the world who need Christ to look at us and say, we don't need that, we already got it. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, it says this. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yes, God hates. And if he said that if we are righteous and love him, we'll hate what he hates. Yea, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look. You may put that as a arrogant look. People who think, well, I know it all. I've been going to church 30 years. I don't want to hear your input. You don't agree with me, you're going to hell. I've heard that. A lying tongue and hands that shed innocent blood and heart that devises wicked things or wicked imaginations. Feet that are swift and running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh lies and he that soweth discord among the brethren. He that soweth discord among the brethren. Now, I didn't make that up. It's Bible. He that sows discord among the brethren. Well, preacher, I'm just telling the truth. Could we maybe do better if we went to the person that we think is wrong and share with him in a Christian manner? I want to tell you how to do it just a minute. Could we not maybe do better than to sow discord among the brethren by talking about somebody else, when maybe they just need some guidance, or maybe they do believe what they believe? You know, I taught the rapture for years. I did. I taught that this Israel we call Israel today was a people of God. I taught that. But I was just as saved as those who knew better. I was just as much a born-again believer as those who outgrew me spiritually and materially. So if they would have spread rumors about me among the brethren and caused dissension among the brethren and maybe caused divide with me and the church I was trying to work with, they would have been sinning. Now, they would come to me and said, "Brother, I think you had a problem here." And some of them did. That's how I learned. Somebody loved enough to come to me and show me or send me materials on it. They didn't cause dissension. They had a brother learn some things and see the light. Praise God for those people. But anyway, Christ said in Matthew 12, read one verse to you here, in verse 25, "And Jesus knew the thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divideth against itself is brought to desolation. And every city or house divided against itself should not stand." They actually come and blame Christ for using the power of the devils and demons to do his Father's work. And he told them, you divide a kingdom, you conquer it. And he tried to warn us. That wasn't for his sake. He knew what he was doing. He was trying to warn his followers that they will try to cause division among you. And many will fall for that snare. And many have fallen for that snare. Whether you like it or not, folks, it's true. Many have fallen for that snare. Now, let me teach something in chapter 4, Ephesians. I'm making a point. I'm not there yet, but I'm getting there. While I've taken hundreds of phone calls of people mad because somebody didn't agree with them on something. Well, they can't be saved that they won't believe that they believe in the rapture. They believe once saved, always saved. If they don't believe that, they're not really saved. I've heard all that. But I believe that too. I knew in my heart I was born again. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 11. "And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting," that means maturing "of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, not for the tearing down of the body, but criticizing one another, but for edifying one another, till we all come in the unity of this faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more tossed, no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, as I was, and so are many of you still are, by the sight of men, like in my case, like Schofield perhaps, or Darby, or two priests that started the whole thing with the dispensationalism, and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive." Now pay attention to the next verse. "But speaking the truth in love may grow up unto him in all things which is ahead, even Christ." Folks, anyone causing or furthering dissension and division among the brethren is written about in Proverbs 8:6. Understand that. Not talking about the heretics. Heretics can't help it. They're not born again. I'm talking about those who profess Christ and I believe truly are saved. Who we get angry when someone disagrees with something. Yes, it may be a very important issue, as I think once saved, always saved is it's an end of a lie. Same as the rapture. And I think it's a very dangerous lie. I've seen people who believe that for decades, generations, whose families have fallen apart. They started out on the right track, and even though they believe that, they try to live righteously. As they taught that once saved, always saved nonsense, for example, and the rapture theory, their descendants started falling away a little more, because once you're saved, don't worry about it. Just say you're saved, and you're fine. That's destroyed the families. One of them is an immediate family of mine, by the way. Now, listen, folks, this is important. Heretics are going to destroy you anyway. Watch out for wolves in sheep clothing. How do you know whether someone is actually trying to follow Christ, or how do you know whether they're really trying to deceive you? Well, that's not really hard to discern, folks. That isn't. Pay attention. In Galatians chapter 5, we're told about the fruit of the Spirit and the fruit of the flesh. The way you can tell someone truly loves God, or they may not agree with you on a certain issue. They may not agree with you on certain things. You can discern if they're truly born again or not by looking at the fruit. You'll be a fruit inspector. Yes, you are allowed to judge fruit. You can judge. Christ didn't say not to judge. He said judge righteously. We judge every day. Every day. In Galatians chapter 5, you read by the fruit of the Spirit. And you need to read yourself. I mean, the first one is love. The people you criticize, do they really love Christ? Are they trying to love others? Do they have joy and peace? Are they patient, gentle? All that, folks, is part of it. And if this is truly in their fruit, then Galatians 6:1 says this, Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, he may be wrong. And you've been wrong before also. He may be wrong. Ye which are spiritual, more mature, maybe more knowledgeable, restore such as one in the spirit of meekness. Not haughtiness, not arrogance, not holding thou attitude, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Give them help. Give instructions and try to edify them in Christ. Teach them the truth. Now, folks, I have people in this program sometimes, everybody says, well, they don't get along. Well, I'm saying this out of love. I've seen the fruit of both of them, I think, are godly men. If they don't get along, that's really not my problem, none of my concern. I'm not going to get involved in that. That's between them and God. I will not get involved in fights with anybody because they agree on certain issues. If I know someone's doing evil, as I just read to you, I will go talk to them. I will share with them, and I will try to love them. But I will not go out and spread the dissension among the people, because then I'd be sinning, as in Proverbs chapter 6. Back at the break, folks, with your phone call, you want to call and talk to me, please do. 717-300-1698.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7777. 7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Hurd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Hurd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we are back. And I guess that was a fairly strong sermon with a little bit of meat in it. And it had to be. It had to be. I'm going to take your phone call just a minute, I promise. 717-300-1698. You see, folks, I've been in this battle a lot of years. More than most of y'all been alive. 50 years preaching. Probably 45, 46 of those trying to be a pastor. I'm going on 34 years on the radio. Been blessed to meet a lot of people along the way. Some will say we're semi-famous people. Most of them just like you and me, just regular Joes, regular ladies, regular Joes and Janes, I guess you could say. But all that love the Lord, most of them love the Lord. Can't say all of them did. Didn't know them all. But I got to meet people that if I mention their names, you know who I'm talking about. But I'm not a name dropper just to try to impress somebody, because in the eyes of God, we're all going to stand before the same God and give the same account at the end of the time, at the end of the day. You know that. And every day goes by is a day closer to meeting him. Well, the point I'm trying to make tonight is, let's struggle. Let's try. Let's work hard. Let's be determined and patient with others and try to walk in this battle winning. Because folks, the enemy's winning. And I don't see any way turning around as a country. But he's also discouraging people and destroying people that love God and turning those away that maybe are seeking the truth from those that have the truth, because we have so much dissension in the ranks and division in the body. The Bible says heresies are going to come. 2 Peter chapter 2. And there's going to be divisions among us. He says it's going to happen. But for those that love the Lord and are doing their best to seek him and serve him, Let's educate one another with love. As iron sharpeneth iron, let's reach out and hand out a hand of mercy and grace to our brothers and sisters. And to those that are not saved, let's be a strong witness. Let's be kind, not nice, kind, gentle, yes, meek, yes, but not weak. Perhaps you might win them with patience and love, or you may have to be strong with them and maybe break away relationship with them because they will not hear. You can't waste time. If Matthew chapter 7 says, casting pearl before the swine. You need to know when the swine is out there. But know this. If someone loves Christ, you don't want to destroy him with your knowledge or faith. You know, Apostle Paul explained that on very simple terms about eating meat. Some people say, he said, some people are so weak they can't eat any meat. They're vegetarians. And some, they have liberty to do it. Doesn't bother them. Now, Paul said, don't use your liberty to destroy those who not walk in knowledge. We can be divided over the simplest of things. Unless Satan divide the bodies of Christ and cause anger and hatred, putrid, pus-filled disgust with each other in a world where they need to see the love of Christ. Now, I didn't say we compromise with pure evil. No, with evil, no. No, no, no. With unlearning, perhaps, someone who's ignorant of some things, most of us are, we're patient because they're trying to serve Christ. Sometimes some children learn faster than others. Some people have learning disabilities. Some children do. But you don't beat them because they can't get it. You help them through it till they finally figure it out. I hope this made sense to you tonight. Don't get involved in spreading rumors. If you know somebody mad at somebody else, let them figure it out. Don't get involved. Don't spread it. Just pray for them, the Lord will help touch their hearts. And maybe something there that is a fundamental division. It could be. It's like once saved, always saved, and free will. Just because somebody believes once saved, always saved, doesn't mean they're not born again. Understand these things. I'll just go to the phone like I promised. Let's start with Brady in Arizona. Brady, welcome.
Yeah, good evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
I'm still really upset. You know, we've all went through the COVID jabs, and like 8 out of 10 people got the jab. The government's covered up all the millions of people that have died and all the cancer and the heart problems. And nobody's been held accountable. And what I don't like about it is the poor kids these days, say you go out to the bar and you meet someone, you don't have to worry about AIDS or all the other stuff that we grew up on. You got to worry about if they had the jab or not, because that can spread through sexual activity. Our government's not telling us anything about it. They didn't tell you nothing about the declining birth rates, which are at the lowest ever in humanity. Everyone that has been given the jab is sterile, and they do not want to tell you that.
Well, I won't say everybody was. Some people got some of them got the placebos. Maybe not all got the jabber, but yes, the ones that got the real jab are in a world of hurt. And they are sick. I have a close family member who got the jab more than once. And this individual is constantly sick with something, always sick with something. I mean, so I don't know what the outcome is going to be, but the problems are there for sure. And we just have to, we're doing our best to tell people that. But you know, Brady, the point that tonight's program is, though, is getting people to work together, not against each other.
Well, I'm going to bring it back, because anybody who's been given that jab, you talked about that they have nanotechnology running through that their system. You basically have a cell phone inside of you emitting and receiving signals, and you're at the very whim of when they want to crank up those frequency towers, and it's changing people's behavior. So me and you and other people that want to talk to others like that who've been given the jab, which is mostly 80% of the people, it's hard to reach them. They're not the same person. They're transhuman. their mind is not the same as ours anymore. They've been transhumanized. And the government doesn't want to really tell you anything about like that. You know, Vax Daddy Trump certainly didn't apologize for bringing Operation Warp Speed to everybody. He never apologized for the lockdowns.
No, he didn't at all. He didn't. And we're seeing now, of course, people are still getting the jabs. They're still getting them. It's hard to believe, but some people are still getting them. After all they've seen, this, I mean, people, not millions of were perhaps, but they're still getting them. And they said millions of them got it. But we've got to work together to educate people and work as a team. We have to do that, brother. And if some Christian got a jab and they didn't know or they, whatever I mean, let's try to restore them to Christ because they're on a bad trip right now. And by the way, I'm going to try this soon. You can get your phone. I don't know how it works yet. Connected somehow to a Wi-Fi system of some kind and walk through the graveyards and read the signals coming from dead bodies.
I've done that.
Oh, have you done
that?
I've
done that before. I've done that years ago. I was one of the first people that did that way back in the COVID, in the origins of COVID. You know, I started with a lot of stuff because I was into my business is healing people naturally. And if I would have got a lot of that stuff out that they suppressed in the beginning, I probably would have been able to save a lot of people. The ivermectin, the hydroxychloroquine, they shut me down. I had a business in Vegas, but when they knew when I was coming up with different things like that, that would help people. And all the different things when you were watching on the slides on the COVID, like the doctors that were doing the actual microscopic slides, I studied everything. And you got to remember where they developed all them jabs. Guess where it was? Israel, Victor Borla. Okay, that's where they all came from. And this world has gone to HELL because of that group of people. We're in a war right now in Iran. Why are our troops even there to start with? We have to distance ourselves from Israel starting right now, or we're finished.
I agree.
We're finished as a country.
It's not going to happen, but, yeah, you're telling the truth. I got to jump, though. Thanks for the call, Brady. Appreciate it.
Take care.
Bye, folks. You're welcome. Most of y'all remember a few weeks ago I had Dr. Bill Supple on, William Supple. We discussed the cure for cancer and the product he talked about, Fenbendazole. I got mine in the mail today. I'm going to start taking it tomorrow, Marsh and I both. For preventative of this, you take 3 pills, 1 a day for 3 days, then do it again in 3 months. You don't take them every day. You don't have to. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong if you want to do it, but I'm going to start the preventative measure tomorrow. When I have somebody on, folks, that I agree with, I don't just talk about it. I do what they say. And on Wednesday night, Dr. Rodriguez, I'll try to understand what he's saying and follow his instructions that I have for many years. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, welcome.
Hey, Doctor.
Hello.
I was hoping the toe would be cured by now.
I don't know. I had a good friend of mine pray for it today, too. And I'm trusting God, I'm trusting Christ that he'll do what he sees best, and I know that he can take care of it. So I'm not worried about it. I'm in his hands. I'm his servant.
There you go. But we are living in Revelation, the last book, the one he saved John specifically to write. That is what we are living in now.
I think you're right.
We're there.
I think you're right.
But, you know, it's showing up.
Well, we're seeing even more hatred and dissension as we see what happened in the days of Noah. The earth is filled with evil. People are killing and being killed. We're seeing that happen. Even the church has been further divided. And it's all happening.
It's all ages, Pastor. It's children. It's
yes,
all ages.
It is. It is.
And the earth. You know, the signs are in the earth, the signs are in the heavens, and people are going, oh, no, no. He's going to save us. We're going to be fine.
And you can't be Revelations because we're still here.
Uh-huh. Well, that's not true either.
No, it's not.
Now they're saying, well, maybe in the middle or at the end. The other day I heard them say, you know, whether we're going to get taken away this before the nuclear war, in the middle of the nuclear war, at the end, before they, you know.
Right.
And I'm going, no.
All I know is our God, you know, if we serve who we think we do, I got a lot of feedback. The radio turned up. I got a lot of feedback coming.
Yeah,
okay. We serve a God, and we're his servants. We're his children. I have confidence that he'll take care of me till my time is up, whether it's before the war, during the war, or whatever it is. I serve a God who my soul and body belongs to him, and I refuse to walk in fear, and I know you don't either. You know, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, he says, I come to save those who through fear of death have been kept captive all their lives. You cannot learn to live until you're no longer afraid to live.
Yeah.
That's
every day you wake up, there's a little miracle.
Amen.
And you go down the street and, you know, you just never know. You could just go, gone.
You could be. Yeah, absolutely could be, Jan. Well, thanks for being there again. I appreciate it. You're a good young lady.
You're welcome, Pastor. You take care.
Keep in touch. Okay, bye-bye. Folks, we got phone lines open, 717-300-1698. 717-300-1698. And I want to say this before anything else. I want to thank each and every one of you out there that has taken time to pray for us. Most important thing to do is ask the Lord to direct me. But thank you for sending a donation, whether it's $5 or $500. Thank you so much. We're still on the air because of y'all. We're not where we maybe should be right now, but we're okay. And because you people care for Christ, you love Christ, and you love the truth, even comes from old dumb hillbilly like me, we're willing to help and keep it on the air. Thank you. But folks, tonight teaching, all these things we're talking about is true, but the teaching was to make us understand that if we're part of the family of God, we need to try to work together. My brother and I only have one brother. He's about a year and 4 months younger than I am. And when we were growing up, we fought a lot. He was so hard-headed. But anyway, we fought a lot. Now we're the closest of friends. We grew up together. I become a Christian. Later on, he become a Christian. Now he loves the Lord. And the Lord delivered him from a terrible situation a year and a half ago. Y'all know that. Y'all prayed for him. So I want to walk in unison. Not perfect unison. It's impossible. My wife and I don't agree on everything. Sometimes I wonder how she can be so wrong. Of course. But we walk in love. We are husband and wife. We love each other. We would die for each other. And if we only had that thing about of the body of Christ, you know, one of the signs according to Scripture, everybody knew they were part of Christ, but where they were Christians, because they love one another. I know sometimes that's hard to say, but it's still Bible. Let's go to Bruce and talk to Bruce in Ohio. Bruce, welcome.
Hello, Pastor Butch.
Hello.
Hello. I got an article today off the peoplesvoicetv.com that said that Lindsey Graham took his 14th booster shot. I don't know if that led to his demise or not. I don't know. But that's a lot of shot, a lot of COVID shots.
Wow.
He was a big,
I'm sure it didn't help. I'm sure it didn't help.
Yeah. I'll share that one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That was about all I wanted to say. I know that COVID
thank
shot
you, Bruce.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
Right.
14 of them. My goodness. Thank you for the call. I do appreciate it. Thank you. Wow, people. I don't know what to say. Let's talk to Esther in Washington State. Esther, come on in.
Hello, Pastor Butch. It sure is nice to say, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 5 o'clock, Pastor Butch. That's great.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much.
No, it's just,
you're a sweetheart.
You really have really interesting guests, and you have the people that call in are very interesting. And you know, right now, to keep our interest is huge. And So anyway, thank you for that. But I was working outside and then working inside, and I noticed we had different planes coming by. I call them sound ships because they create this thunder sound.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, there's hardly any clouds in the sky. What are they doing? So they did that about 2 hours, and then now I'm looking at the sky. We've got this fog descending. And I know it's that smart dust fog that is just horrid and horrible and used for tracking. So I thought, okay, I best go inside and work inside, so that's what I'm doing. But, well, one thing I wanted to share with you, I love to find just tidbits of sentences that really connect to my soul and my spirit, and they're from, you know, from the Christos, from Christ. And the food, that's what keeps us moving and going. And so I was reading the lost books in the Nag Hammadi library, and in the Gospel of Philip, it has a whole paragraph, but this is what he says. And I have found this so reassuring and so faith-filling, and so that I've been sharing it with everybody. Like at Walmart yesterday, I shared it with three people. And all of their eyes went big, and then they nodded their heads while they were smiling. So here's what that Gospel of Philip said in the Nag Hammadi library. It's two sentences with three words each. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Faith is getting. Love is giving.
That is good. That's pretty
Isn't
good.
Isn't that good? Oh, my spirit has been feeding on that for a long, for a whole week now, and I had to share it with people. But I get dibs on the T-shirt. That's mine.
Okay. Well, the T-shirt.
Yeah, I want that on a T-shirt so that I get.
Oh, gotcha.
On it, everybody.
Okay, that will make a good statement, and that, yeah, I understand. Yes, pray God. Yes, amen.
Yeah.
That's very well put. I've read most of the lost books. I haven't read that one, although I know they're not necessarily, they're not really scripture, but they are good history books and good teaching books. Some of them.
You know, you have to question the men's mentality and spirituality that removed those books because.
Well, you have to know who they were. You have to know who they were, and why they did it too. Once I find out who they were, I think they were sincerely trying to sort out different things. Mean that.
You know,
I looked at it.
They want to fine-tune everything and make it their own, you know? If a sentence is too,
Are you saying men? Are you saying men are weird? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying humanity is weird. But we can't understand a sentence and it's going to be printed. Well, let's make it easy so people can hear it, you know? So, it's just so annoying. And another thing that annoys me is when you hear a pastor, a minister, whatever, and they do the psychobabble, and here's how the psychobabble goes. Desperation. Brothers, sisters, are you desperate? Should you be desperate? Desperate is that you do not have the faith, and you're living in fear. Christians must not be desperate. And you're going, oh, God, give it a break. And then they use that cadence, that preacher cadence. It goes up and down and up and down. It's always hit, you know?
That's called hypnotism. That's called hypnotism.
They don't realize how horrible they sound. And they're doing now is this psychobabble.
That's called hypnotism.
Well, not you. Oh, and then today, Steve Gregg, I don't know if you know who he is. He has a program on one of the Christian radio stations, and he answers questions from Canada, you know, all over the nation. Oh, he is so good. He is so good. He goes right to the meat of it. He has scriptures right at the tip of his tongue, and he'll listen, he'll converse. And today he talked about who Israel is.
Ah.
And you know who it is?
Yes, I do.
It is the Christos. It is Jesus. It is Yahushua. He is Israel. He is the fruit of the... He is the vine. He is the seed. He is Israel.
Well, he's,
and what
he's
are they doing now? Yep. The Muslims, the Jews, using the Muslims, the men in little hats, using the men in sheets. They're using each other to kill Christians.
Yeah, they are. They truly are.
And then one other thing, you know that little party that Mad Dummy is doing in New York? Okay, parents, please beware. They are scouting for children to capture it electronically. All they have to do is touch them with enough smart dust. They've got your child. They can control your child mentally. Run away from those parties. Keep your children away from all of those parties. Do not let strangers take care of them. Please, 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 if you love your children and you don't want to answer to the Almighty at the Great White Throne, you have a duty to protect them. Do not go to that silly, stupid party that Mad Dummy is having.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that warning. And by the way, remind me of seeing a copy of Teaching the Deal of American Prophecy. I think you're going to love that.
Okay. I think you sent it to me already.
Okay. Yeah, okay. All right.
It's very good.
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Well, all right, honey. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Let's see. What's his name? Steve Allen. What was his name?
Steve Allen was a comedian. Okay.
No, not Steve Allen. Greg, I know.
That's all right. You'll think of it. Let me know later. But thanks
Steve
for the call, Greg. Sweetheart.
Steve Greg. That's
Steve
Greg.
Okay. Steve. All right. Thanks for the call. You're a sweetheart. Thank you. And I do mean that, folks. We are blessed to have the greatest people on the earth that listen to this broadcast. I don't deserve these kind of people to call in and listen to me. I don't. Of course, I'm not doing it for my glory. I'm not doing it because I'm trying to deserve it. I pray I'm doing all this for the will of God and He's being glorified in it. But I just praise Him every day that He's given us so much to work with and be thankful for. And that perhaps if we continue this way, we'll see somebody else come to Christ that's searching for truth and can find it, because there are many lies out there. And most of them are very attractive. They truly are, and you know that. So let's pray for one another. Let's work together in Christ's name and do His will until the day we're taken out of this earth, folks. And it's getting close every day. Let's not be ashamed. If we mess up, we will mess up. But let's get up, repent, and get back on the right track. I love you all. I don't care who you are, where you're from. I don't care what your past is. I don't care whether you're saved or unsaved. I love you in Christ. I'm here to help any way I possibly can. You got a toll-free number? If I can help you, don't call me, folks. I can't help you from remotely. I got to know these things. I'll see you tomorrow night with David Arthur. Have a great night. Good night.
This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.